Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. Our recipe today is a Caribbean pineapple chutney. What I love so much about a good chutney is the sweetness that it has, but it also blends well with savory foods. My favorite thing to do with a really good chutney is to just put it on a piece of toasted bread in the morning. It's the perfect way to start a day. Because it's almost got that texture of jam or jelly, but it has that unique flavor of those pureed fruits and vegetables. Let's get started. The very first thing we're going to do is 2 tablespoons of olive oil. That goes into our pan, and we want to make sure that gets nice and hot. Because the chutney process, it does take a little bit of time to get it to stew to where we want it. But if we're willing to put the love in, it's totally worth the wait. 2 ounces of pineapple that I'm going to dice up really small. 1 jalapeno that we're going to dice small. And we're going to let that cook until it gets nice and translucent, nice and sauteed. Once it cooks for about a good 5 to 6 minutes, I'm going to add in 1 cup of honey. Right after I add that cup of honey in, I'm going to add in 1 red onion that we're going to dice small. Now, if you don't have red onion, you can use whatever you have. I prefer red onion just because red onion has one of those more fresh tastes. Personally, you can eat a red onion raw. And it also has a unique color when it blends well with the green and the yellow. I do 1 habanero minced up. Whether or not you want the seeds in there, it's totally up to you. Personally, it's not a big deal if you do have the seeds in there. If it's something you don't desire, you don't have to have them in there. But I think they give it a really good look once it's all stewed together. Salt and pepper to taste. 1 cup of sugar. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put my heat on low now. And I'm going to grab a wooden spoon, especially if I'm cooking in a nonstick pan, because we don't want to use metal spoons in a nonstick pan. It'll mess up all the Teflon. I'm going to move that around, mix it, and let it do its thing. The very next thing I'm going to do is add 1/2 cup of cider vinegar. I'll turn my heat up to a medium high. This is where the stewing process will begin now. Everything will start to come together. And what we're going to do is we're going to pretty much cook this until everything is au sec, which means that it's completely almost disappeared, the liquid, which is our cider vinegar. Once that cider vinegar and that sugar fuse together, it's going to really bring our chutney to life. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, please follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. Like us on Facebook at Albert J. Hernandez, The Untamed Chef. And watch my cooking show on www.foodietv.com. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, The Untamed Chef for Agnet West.